Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So, does anyone in your household work for any great television, radio stations, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
I didn't understand most of what you said.
I can repeat it. No worries.
You want to know who I want to vote for? Is that what you're asking?
Well, this survey is a little bit political, but it's not mostly political. It talks more about, like, kind of the schools and the school boards and the issues facing the schools as of right now. So that's the first question is just, do you or does any member of your household work for any radio or television stations, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
All right. As we know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes who you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote, but there is one Republican on the school board that needs to resign. She's done some shameful things. So I'm not following the party totally. I want the person, you know, to live up to the morality of the position.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So what is your main racial background?
My what background?
Your main racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
69.
All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Where I live here in Venice, they've done pretty well.
All right. So,
some of the larger cities, not so much. Miami is started out being pretty good, but they kind of, but with all the immigrants coming in, it's affecting everybody. You know, it's a shameful thing, sad. But where we live is good.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? And the following list goes, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, hurricane and flooding preparation, abortion, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, K-12 education, or traffic and congestion.
Which do I think is the most important thing right now?
Yeah, so which of these, like, issues do you think your elected officials should focus on most as of right now that would help you and your family if they were, like, resolved?
Well, I think immigration is probably the most drastic thing we're facing right now.
All right.
And we really need to do something about it in every state.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. And I can also repeat the categories again if you would like. So the first one is Ron DeSantis.
I think he's very highly of him.
All right. So would you say you have a very favorable opinion about him?
A good opinion of him? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like a very favorable opinion.
Yes,
like, yes, very good.
Very good. I think he's a fine Christian man.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Yes, I'm supportive of him because we were really doing well while he was president. And then since that, it's just fallen apart. I know that he can, yes, I support him 100%.
All right. And what about Joe Biden?
He's pitiful.
All
I watched the debate, and he's just pitiful.
All right.
He doesn't even know what he's saying. He lies all the time. That's what I get burnt out with.
All right. So would you say you have, like, a very unfavorable opinion about him then?
Unfavorable, absolutely.
Very unfavorable. All right, thank you. So the remainder of the survey is now going to focus more on the issue of education in your community. So from the following list, which issues should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? And the list goes, improving the academic rating of schools, increasing school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teacher pay, or reducing class sizes?
Well, I taught school for 30 years. I'm a retired teacher. I really feel that woke needs to be out of the picture. Teachers need to be allowed to teach values and discipline. And you can discipline without physically hurting a child. But that's the most important thing.
All right. So would you say allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline? That would be like the most important issue that they should focus on?
Especially near middle school and high school. My husband drives a school bus. The middle school kids are awful. They are awful. Your special needs kids are way better than these kids that have never been disciplined. And it shows.
All right. Understandable. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about groups you may be familiar with and about, like, organizations. And if you could please indicate if you either have, like, this fits the same dynamic, if you either have, like, a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've, again, never heard of them or have no opinion, those are also options. So the first one is traditional public schools.
What about, I'm in favor of them, yeah.
All right, so very favorable then?
Yes.
All right, what about charter schools?
I'm in favor of, yes.
Your local PTA or PTO?
I don't know anything about them.
All right.
So I can't say anything.
All right, no worries. What about your county school board?
I support them all except for about two of them. One of them's real radical, yeah.
So would you say maybe somewhat favorable?
Somewhat, yeah, that's good.
All right. What about private schools?
Yeah, I'm favor of them. I'm favorable.
All right.
If that's, you know.
Okay, so very favorable then?
What?
So would that be very favorable then, or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable, I guess you can say.
All right. What about Moms for Liberty?
Moms what?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms Priority. I don't know what that is.
Oh, no. Moms for Liberty.
Oh, Moms for Liberty?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with it, but if it's needed and done well, I would support it somewhat.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teachers' unions?
I absolutely hate them.
All right. So very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
I'll tell you what.
They did nothing for us in Ohio for 30 years, and they didn't even have the courage to come in and talk to us. They left their brochures on my desk after school, and I would see it the next morning. And they embezzled money. They were – I don't have a good feeling about it at all. Negative.
Oh, all right. Well, what about teachers, like kind of like in general?
Well, teachers work hard. I mean, if they're a good teacher and they are devoted to their classroom and they do the best they can.
All right. So would you say like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable, I would say.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. So how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, the schools that my husband drives a school bus and I'm the attendant for special needs, so I've been in most of the schools in this county. I'd say they're pretty favorable.
All right. So do you think they're, like, good, then? Or excellent?
What?
So would you say that the schools in your neighborhood, are they, like, good or excellent?
Well, I haven't seen them all, but I would say good.
Sometimes
our hands are tied. Sometimes our hands are tied. Yeah.
Understandable. Thank you. So now for this one, it's just about, like, choosing options that I'm going to, like, give you. So the first one is, which of the following best describes you? Option number one, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Statement number two, although they are not top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or statement number three, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
One.
Number one, all right, thank you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Statement number one, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or statement number two, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Three.
This one is just two statements. It's just number one or two.
I guess two, then.
Two? All right, thank you. As you may know, the elections for school boards are nonpartisan, meaning party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Statement number one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or statement number two, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Two.
Number two, all right, thank you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members that they have elected and try to avoid a confrontation with them. Or statement number two, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
One.
Now I'm going to give you kind of like a series of issues and positions that a candidate might hold. And for each one, if you could tell me if, based on these positions that a candidate would have, if this would make you much more likely to support them in elections for school boards, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make absolutely no difference? So the first one is a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media zones free zones during school
hours. Okay, you've lost me. You're talking so fast, I can't get it, and I don't have a real good connection. So if you could slow down just a little bit, it would help me immensely.
For sure. Sorry about that. So kind of for this question, I'm going to read you a series of issues and positions that a candidate might hold. And for each one, if you could tell me if this would make you much more likely to support them in elections for school board, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or would it make like a much less likely, or would it make no difference? So the first one is a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
I'm not in favor of that, of all of that. I mean, you know, you stick stuff in there that's not good, but I don't think so.
All right. So this makes you, like, somewhat less likely then, or much less likely?
Less likely, somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
That doesn't even make sense, but somewhat likely, I guess.
More likely?
Their parents' stuff that is irrelevant, but okay.
All right. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
I'm in favor of that big time. Yes.
All right. A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Yes, 100% support that. That is so wrong.
Teachers
shouldn't take over the role of parents.
All right. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Somewhat would be okay.
All right. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Well, that should not be taught at all. That's ridiculous.
All right. So do you agree, like, much more likely to support them?
I guess.
All right. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I agree with that.
Much more likely.
Boys are boys and girls are girls. Yep.
All right. A candidate,
I agree.
All right. Thank you. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
A school that puts police in our schools, is that what you're saying?
I can read again. So it's a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I suppose it would be a good thing, but there's so many schools in our county. My goodness. I don't know if they could afford it. I don't think it's affordable.
All right. So would it be like somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Support it somewhat.
All right. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I support that, yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last few questions I have are just for demographic purposes.
Can you slow down, please, ma'am? Please, can you slow down? I'm getting round and round and round. I want to be able to understand what I'm hearing. Please, please slow down.
All right. Sorry. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So the last few questions I have are just for demographic purposes and classification reasons. So how long have you lived in Florida for?
How long have I lived in Florida?
Yes.
14 years.
14 years. All right. Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I graduated with my bachelor's in 1976. I taught school for 30 years.
All right. Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren of the age of 18 or under who currently attend school?
Yes, I've got two that are in school, 2 grandchildren.
All right. All right. Do you happen to know if they're in a traditional public school or a charter or magnet school or a private religious or parochial school, or are they homeschooled?
Well, my grandson's in Fort Myers. He's in public school.
All right.
My granddaughter is in kindergarten in Ohio. So I don't really know about that specifically.
All
but
right,
I think
no
it's
worries.
Public. I think it's a public school, I think.
Okay, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox?
Our mailbox? Every day.
Every day, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.